my image and my photographs are what will be my currency. So I have to be in control of it, because nobody will say the photographs look bad because the makeup artist was bad. So I started creating products for myself. I hated my neck when I was growing up because it was unusual. And then that became celebrated of me. How about finding the beauty that's within you and the God-given features? If beauty is in the eye of the beholder, then let the beholder be you. It's not about cosmetics, and it's not about cosmetic surgery, and it's not about God loved you and gave you good genes. That's not it. It comes really by feeling comfortable in your own skin. The politics of beauty is the perceptions that advertisers and magazines give us and sell to us. So one is not comfortable at any given time, at any age. There's something wrong with you, and we can fix it. There are a lot of girls who are not beautiful or considered beautiful who are top models because their look serves a purpose in the industry. Most models refuse to wear makeup when they're not working. It's one thing, you know, that people say to me, does she have designer clothes? I said, what the hell? She needs designer clothes. She's 5 years old. Consumer still says, you know, there's too much paparazzi, there's just too much this, there's too much that. We don't buy it. Our industry doesn't change. It's the same thing now as it was then. What changes is the zeitgeist and the culture changes. I'm a Muslim, and a lot of people think Muslim women are not educated. We are. People think that Muslim women were not given the opportunities. We are. And that we are thought of in our societies less than a man. That's not true. I'm a Muslim girl in the way that too much is too much. You should know privacy. And you should know your family is sacred and should be private. Nobody, no photographers, no press is allowed near my child or my home. So you cannot wear a velour pants who says juicy at the back and you expect nothing to happen. Both family and schools have totally lost control of kids. That's what I mean. It's a free country, but you can't have a free society if you don't raise the children right. What you have here in this country, as much as one can complain about the government and one can complain about the TV, one can complain, the alternatives are there. So there is no excuse. But pure, again, nowadays you can't even say ignorance, is laziness.